The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Monday. 75 degree. Sunny skies, no chemtrails on this 20th of March, 2017. And if it's Monday, it's Ron McDonald Day. Hello, Ron McDonald. Do we have Ron McDonald? We don't have Ron McDonald. Why don't we have Ron McDonald? It's Monday. Let me know when we get him. Ron McDonald. Calling Ron McDonald. Come in, Mr. McDonald.
Hey, how you doing, John? I didn't get that email.
You didn't get the email?
No, I wrote you back saying it hasn't arrived yet.
Okay. I will have to resend tomorrow. I wonder why.
Hey, a lot of strange things have been going on with my computer. I don't know what's happening with yours. I mean, I started out with not being able to get on RBN, you know. That was 2 weeks ago.
Well, and there was evidently more of these sites, search engines, Google, whatever, however people are connecting, if it was not a secure website, then you couldn't log on. Whereas before, you could log into anything, including virus-laden websites or websites that were designed to deliver you nothing but viruses and headaches. I still love the little trick, and I'll tell you, these little asshats, they're really starting to grind my way, because they'll call you up, they'll get your email address, and somehow they get your phone number, and then they call you up. The last one of these people barely spoke English. They were from Punjab, India, or wherever. At 6:30 in the morning, telling me that I possibly have computer problems and they're here to help me.
Oh, yeah, I get that. I get that every now and then.
And I'm like, really? And then you can make them go away or block their email or whatever, and then they come right back over and over and over again. I wish this was the 22nd century and somebody invented the laser beam that could fire through the internet and kill the recipient of the affronting emails. But yeah.
I get a call every now and then. It says there's something wrong with your computer. We're here to help you out. This Microsoft. And I says, I don't have a computer. Well, we have a reading here. You know, the BS that goes on.
Yeah. Well, I asked one of these Punjabs that could speak halfway decent English. I said, you know, I said, isn't it funny? I said, you people are riding to my rescue, the very people that tried to put a virus in my computer. And if you've ever noticed, folks, you're going from website to website, all of a sudden something pops up and says, oh, danger, danger, you know, and it'll block you, literally.
Yes, yes.
Now, the mistake most people make is opening the damn thing up, when in reality, it won't let you exit out of it. It won't allow you to get out. And most people will open it up figuring, okay, I'll open it up and then shut it down. Bad mistake. If you shut down your computer and reboot, that will go away. And most of these don't even have, yes, leave this page. It doesn't even have something you can click on. And I called one of these numbers and got somebody that spoke pretty good English. He was obviously a foreigner. And I said to him, I said, look, I said, why are you people blocking my computer? Oh, we're not doing that, sir. And I says, well, here's your phone number on this message, and it won't leave me off the page. And I said, you guys are running one hell of a scam. Oh, no, sir, we're trying to protect you. And I said, the very same people swearing they want to protect me are infecting me. So I got to get your Curel. And I had a few choice words for him, I'm sure. You know, any more, a lot of these guys that you'll be talking to, you'll get upset. They'll swear at you first and then hang up on you.
Yeah, they're very bold.
Oh, well, then they were semi-polite before, but after getting the wrath and the anger from American people that we really don't like being screwed with, and especially if we can get somebody on the other end of the horn, so to speak, to give them an earful, you know, we have direct access. You know, this is what I think of you and your company, and, you know, go fly a kite, so to speak.
Well, you see, that's the problem, is you can't identify who really is.
Yeah.
They could be pinging all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, just... you're being told by way of Philadelphia right now, Ron. Tell Ron to use HTTP for RBN instead of HTTPS.
Okay.
Okay. No further explanation was offered and none given, so there you got it.
All right.
All right. That came from Tommy Boy.
Oh, thank you, Tommy Boy.
You know,
we're on the air right now?
What? Yeah, where did you expect to be?
Oh, I don't know. We didn't have the usual greetings.
Oh.
Well, unless you had it and I didn't hear it.
Well, you didn't hear it because Mikey was late calling you.
Oh, okay.
And I already done and been out of there, even with the correct date today. How about that?
Wow. Yeah. Not bad.
All right. I'll make sure. Folks, the network is getting sued for $5 million because something that Tom Lacovara said on the air last February. So Ron is going to read over the lawsuit. I guess some asshat attorney in Tennessee thinks he's got a big fish on the hook. Is he going to be surprised? At any rate, we'll see what's going on there. Okay. Another cryptic message from Tom. He says, but the HTTPS is fixed now, mostly. I don't know what that means, but at any rate, let's get on with things here. You know, one of my pet Bailey Wicks here has been insurance, healthcare cost, and of course we had to endure 8 years of Obama, and nothing but an insurance bill made up by the insurance companies for the insurance companies, and now we got a full court press by Mr. Ryan in Congress saying, "Oh, they got a bill ready; it'll be ready to vote on Thursday." Well. There's been war going on in Washington, D.C., and you know, I think it's about time we start arming these guys with dueling pistols again. It cut out. You know where it's at? It's back there. And I'll keep talking, and you wiggle, and you find the loose connection. Testing.
What's going on?
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. Hello. Okay, we'll try that. At any rate, I would pay admission to see Rand Paul and Mr. Ryan take 20 paces and turn and fire. You know, maybe that's what we ought to start doing with these Democrats and Republicans when they don't like each other that much. Reintroduce dueling. You know, wasn't it Jackson that killed Burr, or was it the other way around? I forget who shot who, but they had a duel, and they didn't like each other that much, and they were impugning each other's impunities. So they faced off with each other, and I think Aaron Burr caught the bad end of it, but at any rate.
Yeah. It's a permanent solution. That's all that matters. It's a permanent solution.
Yeah. Well, here we go again. 55 days into the Trump presidency, Mr. Ryan claims he has a bill that everybody's going to be happy with. And Rand Paul came out and said, look, before you guys do anything, you need to get rid of Obamacare, period. Don't give me an Obamacare light. Don't give me another insurance bill. And this little man, I do not like this guy. I'd much rather sleep with Nancy Pelosi than have this fake. Yeah, I know. That's a bold statement. I'd much rather sleep with Nancy Pelosi than have this Rhino as Speaker of the House. He's a smarmy little whatever. And they're going to have a bill ready Thursday. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, Trump better watch his six, man, because I think it's been made pretty clear that people are gunning for him. I mean, hopefully that's not the case. By the way, Mike, what did you say about were you the one that was telling me about the guy that was doing Peeping Tom in the White House windows? There was a guy that had a little backpack on, jumped the fence, and was looking in the White House windows. You know how long it took the Secret Service to figure out he was there and to actually take physical custody of him? Over 20 minutes.
Jeez.
Now, if this guy would have suited up and got a briefcase, he could have probably walked back through the Rose Garden and walked right in the White House. You know, if somebody wants to gun down Donald Trump, don't count on the Secret Service stopping anybody. Donald, get yourself your own .45. Keep it displayed prominently on your hip. And, you know, hey, let's start having some target practice in the White House. Why not?
Yeah. Well, you know, that reminds me of the Pentagon being attacked. You know, the seat of our defense being attacked by, well, they say it was a plane, but it's missile, apparently.
Yeah. And
how does that happen?
Well, and all the doubters out there, you know, they're still doubting because we don't get to see the actual thing that hit the Pentagon. And it was certainly no flipping commercial plane. That is for sure. Yeah, kind of wiped out the records of $3.5 billion? Or was it $1 trillion that was spent by the Department of Defense that they had record of? And all of a sudden, those little records just went up in smoke.
Just, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Just now, what are the odds? You know, if you were a bookie in Vegas, you know, what kind of odds would you give on that? I think that you would probably have better odds hitting a Powerball than you would on something like that.
Yeah.
Well, since I brought up health care, is health care insurance business a racket? Well, hell yeah, literally. And this is why the shameless pandering to robber baron corporations posing as health providers is such an egregious and obvious tactic to do nothing more than to pump up the insurance company profits. And this is going to shock you, Ron. You know who's to blame for this?
Not a clue.
Well, it's not Hillary. Well, yeah, somewhat. Obama? Yeah, he's the one that instituted Obamacare. But this goes back to the days of Tricky Dick. Believe it or not. The downfall of the American health insurance system falls squarely on the shoulders of former President, I am not a crook, Richard M. Nixon. In 1973, Nixon did a personal favor for his friend and campaign financier, Edgar Kaiser, then president and chairman of Kaiser Permanente. Nixon signed into law the Health Maintenance Organization Act of 1973, in which medical insurance agencies, hospitals, clinics, and even doctors could begin functioning for profit business entities instead of the service organizations they were intended to be. And which insurance company got the first taste of the federal subsidies to implement HMOA-73? Drumroll. Why, it was Kaiser Permanente. You know, what are the odds on that one? And to perfectly cement the Health Maintenance, Organization Act of 1973, as the profiteering boondoggle that it actually was, the law Nixon mandated also included clauses and encouraged medical providers to not cure afflictions, but to prolong them by only treating the symptoms. There's no money to be made in curing anybody, folks. You know, bring the sick person in, cure them, put them out the door, well, you'll never see them again. But the sky's the limit when it comes to forcing people to endure repetitive doctor visits, endless and often useless and redundant tests, and of course, let's not forget the ever-increasing demand for American-made prescription drugs. Have you noticed that recently that the words prolonged coma and death have wormed their way into the fast-spoken side effects list of about every new drug you see on television or hear on radio? Death from the medicine that's supposed to cure you. You know what? It takes restless legs over death. That's a little slant there to restless leg syndrome. Here, take our drug. So it's an arms race between insurers who deploy software and manpower trying to find claims they can reject, and doctors and hospitals who deploy their own forces in an effort to outsmart or challenge your insurers. And the cost of this arms race ends up being borne by guess who? That's right. Same people that did the bailouts. Ultimately, it's us. Now, this came in the form of course, higher health care prices, higher insurance premiums. Of course, rejecting claims is a clumsy way to deny coverage. The best way for an insurer to avoid paying medical bills is to avoid selling insurance to people who really need it. An insurance company can accomplish this in two ways: through marketing that targets the healthy, and through the underwriting, rejecting the sick or charging them higher premiums. And you can see the pattern here. This is why it was such a big deal in this Obamacare 2.0. Oh, well, you know, we got to take people that have existing conditions. You were never excluded in health insurance before. If you remember health insurance of many years ago, So they only want to treat the healthy that they know are not going to come in. And if they do come in and they're no longer healthy, well, we'll not cure their illness. We'll just keep treating the symptoms. Now, like denial management, however, marketing and underwriting cost a lot of money. McKinsey and Company, the consulting firm, recently released an important report dissecting the reasons Americans spend so much on healthcare than other wealthy nations. One major factor is that we spend $128 billion a year in excess administrative cost, with more than half of the local accounted for by marketing and underwriting, costs that don't exist in a single-payer system. Now, and this is just part of the story, McKinsey's estimate of excess administrative cost counts only the cost of insurers. It doesn't, as the report concedes, include other important consequences of multi-payer systems, like the extra cost imposed on providers, the sums doctors pay to the denial management specialist, are just one example. But the larger problem isn't the behavior of any individual company. It's the ugly incentives provided by a rigged and now federally backed scam system in which giving care is punished while denying it is rewarded. American healthcare, it's enough to make you sick. Free market, single payer, give me a contract with any insurer anywhere USA and let me go do my own. Forget your mandated stuff. You know, supposedly now the number's up to 24 million. Well, if we don't get Obamacare 2.0 passed, there's going to be 24 million Americans without insurance. So here's the idea, folks. You punish the over 300 million other people by shoving this down their throat to ensure the 24 million that, if all things being equal, had a job that they could go to, earn their daily living like anybody else. You know what? Get out in the marketplace and go buy your own stuff. You don't need a Lincoln Continental when a little Mazda 3 will do you. You know what I mean? At any rate, that took us right to break. Boy, did I time that out well. All right, hold on, folks. 3-minute break. Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by Way of Toxic Currency, that is still getting more and more toxic. How can more poisonous be poisonous if it's enough to kill you already? Back in 3.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Talk, and I just listen to this song. Well, happy days. You know, I don't have any compunction here with celebrating somebody's death. You know who died just recently?
Oh, geez, no, I don't.
David Rockefeller.
Are you kidding me?
101 years. You know,
I thought he was eternal.
Well, I was hoping he'd take George Soros with him, but AP, New York, David Rockefeller was the last of the generation of famous American family that taught its children that wealth brings great responsibility. Oh, my God. You can tell this is an AP story. Even as children, he and his siblings had set aside portions of their allowances for charitable giving. Oh, God. Makes me want to puke. That lesson lasted throughout his life. To mark the 100th birthday in 2015, Rockefeller gave 1,000 acres of land next to a national park to the state of Maine. He died today, I guess, Monday, in his sleep at his home in Pocantico Hills at the age of 101, according to a spokesman, Fraser P. Seidel. He was the grandson of Standard Oil co-founder John D. Rockefeller, and the youngest of five sons, one daughter born to John D. Rockefeller Jr. He was also the guardian of the family's fortune and head of the sprawling network of family interests, both business and philanthropic, that range from environmental conservation to the arts. Unlike his brothers Nelson, the governor of New York, who hungered for the White House and was briefly vice president, and Winthrop, a governor of Arkansas, old Davy wielded power and influence without ever seeking public office. Among his many accomplishments were spurring the project that led to the World Trade Center. Well, let's not forget what David Rockefeller said to the Trilateral Commission back in 1991. And this goes right to the heart of their building of a global, you know, interdependent, no nation has sovereignty, we'll make rules that transcend, and the New World Order. This is what he said. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and the world's bankers is surely preferable to a national autodetermination practiced in past centuries. Where's your grave? I'm getting ready to pee on it right now. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey!
Yeah, you know, the thing I remember most about David Rockefeller is his quote, we need to control the common herd. Can you believe that?
You know, and these power, a global elite, will make the statements, and if we had an honest media to warn the public of who and what these people are and what they're saying, you know, I mean, Henry Kissinger, you know, calling the people in our military just dumb animals, and that one day on the streets of America, they're going to want to see the little blue helmets there, the UN patrolling our streets. Really? Really? Henry is the next one to go, and I'll applaud. You know, somebody get a hold of Henry and tell him, you know, death is a horrible thing and it's scary. Take George Soros with you for snowflake comforting. Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh, one can dream, right?
Well, you know, there's everybody's got to go, you know? There's nobody that gets out of the shuffle off the mortal coil dance. You know, it's like 50 people in a room and 25 chairs. Music stops. You know, there's going to be 25 keisters sitting on the hard floor. And okay, then. Right at break. I don't have anything. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello. Still don't have anything, Mike. At any rate, the break is playing anyhow. All right. Let's go to break.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now.
just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday's just the same. Wednesday's work.
We are back. Well, I guess we got a new board in here. And I think the next thing to go is the phone system. We burned up 2 analog Gettners here. And the buttons have been pushed so many times that they don't want to push no more.
Jeez.
Everything has got a shelf life, and this stuff is running to the end. At any rate, folks, we are doing pledges for the network to pay some outstanding bills and try to scrape enough money together to replace some equipment. And let me tell you how I operate here. Our vacuum cleaner at the network, Ron, broke. So I went to Goodwill. I've got one of these cheapy Hoover upright dealy bobs and for a whole $13 and brought it to the office. It worked for one day, then the switch went out. So I took it back. They don't give you cash back anymore at Goodwill. They give you a credit. So I thought, what the heck? And there was this Eureka sitting there. It looked like it was brand new. And I was like, well, what could possibly be wrong with that? For $24.99. So I thought, you know what? I'll take a chance. I got it, brought it to the office. The only thing that was wrong with it was the drive belt was gone. So I replaced that for $3. It's a $150 vacuum cleaner, barely used. Folks, that's how I spend money at this network. In other words, if I don't have to spend it, I don't. So when we say we need donations for replacement of equipment and pay bills and whatever, we're not kidding. Now, there have been some of you diehards out there that have supported us without fail. There are some Johnny-come-latelys that, oh, gosh, the day before the network shuts down, oh gosh, you should have told me. And, folks, we're not NPR. We don't get grants from the government. The economy is still chugging, not picking up, chugging. It's good here in Central Texas, but unfortunately, I don't have any advertisers down here in Central Texas, so nobody is spending ad dollars. There's a few hot spots in the country, but overall, we still got 92 million people out of work. You know, that's the plain and simple of it. The cash ain't flowing because the cash ain't there to flow. And Janet Yellen, by the way, Ron, is going to hike interest rates at least a couple of more times this year. Because they're targeted 2% inflation, it looks like that might hold. So if the purchasing, help me understand this. If the purchasing power of the dollar has been reduced by 98%, and the dollar is only roughly worth 2 cents of what it used to be worth, how can you have 2% inflation and have the dollar worth anything at all?
Well, you know, we're talking about a fiction. You know, the currency is purely a fiction, but people give it value merely because they have confidence in it or they don't. You know, whenever I hear someone say a dollar, I'm saying they don't get it. You know, they don't understand that we haven't had a dollar, a weight, the people's money, since 1933, you know, and probably right after the Civil War when they started printing greenbacks, you know, without value in them. And this is a curse on humanity. Inflation, deflation. This is what we live in today. You may save $100,000 for the home today that you want to buy, but by the time you're ready to buy it, it's $200,000 you need to save. So, you know, you're losing or you're winning. Losing or winning. It's a probability scheme.
And, you know, this is the manipulative tool of the globalist. This is where they derived all their wealth, stripped everybody else of the wealth, and then they bought real stuff, real assets, you know, real durable stuff that's real. And they gave us the phantom dollar to play with. They have destroyed that, which is always the case with a fiat type of system. So here we are. So, Ron, why hasn't this, and I think there are brighter minds on the face of this planet than mine. Why hasn't somebody in a position to figure this out and do something about it? Why haven't we gotten off the middleman fractionalized reserve funny money system?
Well, the people in power are gaining with this system. I mean, they get to spend unlimited amount of funds. They give themselves unlimited amount of payroll. Why? Where's the incentive to get 535 Congress people to change things back to a realistic, honest monetary system? It's not there. I mean, as soon as we control the purse, we'll control our country. But the people have no authority to control any funds that run through this country, or do they?
No, I don't think that they really do.
I mean, we have a Federal Reserve Bank that not only controls our country, it lends money to foreign countries. Wait a minute, how could it be ours? How could that be associated? And we do know it's a foreign corporation.
And by the way, I did last Friday, I'll see if I can dig up the article here. I hope it didn't go into the archive someplace, but a full explanation as to the funny money system, how it's set up, how these people are gauging. It's a very complicated system that they have set up. And, well, it's just too much for any single guy to get his head around and to, yeah, that's because it was purposely done that way. You know, I forgot to mention here with David Rockefeller finally kicking the can. You know, you could tell it was an AP story with the glowing crap that came out of their mouth. Not that Rockefeller was a monopolist, you know, with Standard Oil. You know, not that he was part of the little cabal with J.P. Morgan and Vanderbilt and Carnegie. You know, Carnegie was the steel guy. These people were ruthless businessmen that sought to capture and hold not only their own market, their own production of oil or steel or whatever, railroads, as in the case with Vanderbilt, but they hated competition and they did whatever they could to kill it off. And if they couldn't kill it off, they would buy it up to maintain control. Now, these were the fine fellows that, started building the country and then really started with full-on corporate greed. But it was the Industrial Revolution that made these guys possible. But we took that a step further, but we're still dealing with corporatists. We're still dealing with the corporations and the government and an endless, I guess, parade of you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. In the meantime, people like you and I, the real people that do the real working, living and dying and building and all that other stuff, the real people, not these fictionists. I don't even know what the hell to call them anymore, Ron. I really don't.
Well, you know, this is why, you know, back in the after the Civil War, the laws changed on corporations. They no longer fell under the general laws, and the general laws applied to both people and to fictions of law. That meant if the corporation did something wrong, everyone was involved in the punishment. That means stock investors, everything else. Well, isn't that the check, the balance to keep the corporation in check, that it doesn't harm anyone? Now they're under special laws.
Yeah.
We can't touch the people.
Yeah. Special people, too big to fail. You can go into the ground. That's no big deal to them. But these people, no. They're too big to fail. They're too special. Yeah. And they need to be protected. Well, and I'll tell you what, an honest money system would make honest people out of them. Whoops. But we can't have too much of that. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Happy to hear about David Rockefeller.
Yeah, me too. I'm having a going away party tonight.
That's right. You know what George Soros' real name is?
It is some Mr. May the Schwartz be with you.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, Schwartzy.
Yes.
I call him Schwartzy.
Yes.
I think we have to start cutting him down.
Another reputable Zionist, yes.
Right. The real reason I called, they had those congressional hearings today.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for Trey Gowdy. He's the only one that really went after Comey. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but technically he said, can I cross-examine anonymous sources? Can I cross-examine hearsay? Can I cross-examine newspaper clippings? Because that's where you're getting all your information.
Being the really investigative body that they aren't. Oh, well, they are when they want to be.
Right.
But not when
Trey
it comes...
Trey Gowdy was the only one.
Yeah.
And no. I wanted to tell everyone, I really urge everybody, because of these hearings, to get the movie Snowden, about Edward Snowden. It really shows you the intelligence cabal in Washington. You really get a real understanding when you watch that movie.
And
have you seen it, John?
Yes, I have. And I'll tell you what, whoever produced that movie did not do the creative licensing to bend the truth or anything. That is a straight-up factual portrayal of who Mr. Snowden...
Oliver Stone did that.
Well, it's the first straight one that Oliver Stone has done. His JFK film was nothing but a big, fat diversion in my estimation.
I just really feel everyone needs to get that movie this week.
Well,
it really shows, and you really understand these hearings more.
Yep. And isn't it funny? Everybody's bellyaching about whistleblowers now. That's who Mr. Snowden is, let me not put him in past tense. Julian Assange, that's who these people are. And supposedly they're the big bad people that are threatening our national security. The only people that are threatening our national security are the rhinos And the neocons and the people within this mechanism that they have built for themselves reaping ungodly profits off of the death of other people. I mean, bottom line. So we can't know, we can't, Laura, we're not supposed to know about these people. You're supposed to keep your nose to the grindstone. For what reason, I don't know. Grist the mill, I don't know. You keep plugging away out here, wearing your fingers to the bone, trying to get someplace, and the only thing you find yourself is, and the more you work, the more in debt that you are. You're not supposed to be paying attention. Laura, you need to shut up and be patriotic and be American. Don't open your mouth, damn it. You're causing too many problems.
Another thing in these hearings, they keep bringing up Russia today. And they keep saying, oh, it's a horrible channel. It's a you know, espionage. And it's a, you know, it's an arm of Putin and all this. And I figured out why. I know why they hate RT. Because RT talks a lot about the Federal Reserve,
yeah,
the IMF and all them. That's why they hate them so badly.
Well, and they don't care. I mean, how many? I was watching these hearings, just as you were, but I was very busy and I was in and out and I had to pause and I tried to come back and watch these hearings and I couldn't, but I'm sitting there and what little bit I did glean, it's like, clown, who are you? What is the FBI agency supposed to be? He can't answer, and as you said, Trey Gowdy, I missed that one. Trey Gowdy is going, okay, these leaks and whatever information, how do I question these people? The rat's nest has to be cleaned out. I mean, from basement to penthouse. It needs to be done in. I mean, this is not going to change. What you're seeing here right now is literally some of the people up there trying to fight somewhat for you and me, trying to keep these people in check. We got a president up there that he's doing some good things. Let me put it to you this way. He's been doing more in 55 days than Barack Obama did in 8 years, or the clown that was before him. You know, I'm looking at this. He put the TPP in the dustbin exactly where it should have been. He's putting out bids to build the wall, which already should have happened. If we haven't noticed, nobody on the mainstream, including Fox,
we report, you decide,
Fox News is telling anybody about all the deportations that are going on right now. The ICE people are out there rounding up illegals, and they ain't going to jail and ain't going to be let out the back door. They're being thrown the hell out of this country. So,
well,
Laura,
I'm
sorry.
I just think that everybody needs to get that movie because that really gives them a good insight.
Okay, after all of that big rant, you went back to your Snowden movie. I am so disappointed.
Well,
Laura,
I'm sorry.
I'm
just really into that.
I'm what? No. And you were right to bring it up. I got it the second time. People should watch that movie, Snowden. They really should.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Laura. I'm in a cranky mood today. You know, somebody flipped me off while I was out motivating. And I come up to a stoplight, and there they were trapped in traffic. And I got out of the car, and I walked about halfway to their car, and I just looked at them, palms up like, you want to do that again? You ain't going nowhere. You want to flip me off again? Please, make my day. I would have been dancing the Texas two-step on their cheap-ass hood, excuse my French, putting little dents in their car. People with, they feel is enough safety. You know, it's like the little keyboard warriors out there that try to, you know, derail and set us under and cause problems. They're real big men behind their little keyboards. But, you know, it's like the finger flippers out there. You know, okay, now I'm face to face with you. You want to do that again? You know, wait a minute, Snowflake. Don't go anywhere. Come here. Please do that again.
See, I would have thought nothing would have changed your heightened mood after David Rockefeller took off.
Oh, no. I am in a particularly cantankerous mood. I was ready to throw down and fist fight today, buddy.
Wow.
I'm at that stage where I've got to... I guess I got to have a little release here because I am one pissed off puppy.
Well, I can believe after $5 million lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. Laugh about it. You haven't even read it yet.
I don't know where he'd have grounds for that. That's just a frivolous suit.
Well, yeah, but it's still paperwork. It's still some ass-hat lawyer that thinks that, you know, well, you know what most people do or most companies or corporations? They have this little thing. Rather than putting up the fight and all that money, they'll just make an out-of-court settlement. The only thing I could send them is the bills to this network. I wonder if they'd be satisfied with that. Let's take the break. Let me get a cup of coffee. Get some more caffeine so I get a little bit more pumped up today. As if I need it. Ron, do you think I'm back?
I don't know yet.
Really? Do I need to come through the phone and show you?
I think you're back.
Okay.
Rewind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Steve, our buddy Steve in California, Ron.
Oh.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Good. Hey, with your last caller there, I agree the movie was great, Snowden, but, you know, this is the opportune time right now for Donald Trump with the surveillance and illegal wiretapping. This is the opportune time to bring Snowden back, pardon him, put him before Congress, and have him testify while he knows. Really open up the wounds on this thing.
Oh, no. No, don't. No, you'd have a bunker buster bomb hitting Congress. They would have to level the whole damn place. If Snowden came back in this country, was given immunity, and started testifying, oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Your trick then would be, how do I keep Snowden alive and how do I keep Donald Trump alive? Because I'm telling you, this. You noticed how the Clinton Foundation thing, Mr. Comey, doesn't he look like an honest man to you? You know, this guy sitting there and he's got all the goods that he needs to proceed with a full bore investigation. And the IG, by the way, of the Department of Justice should be doing this. You know, not Sessions. He's the Attorney General. The IG, the Inspector General, should be doing this and gathering all the information to present to these assets that evidently can't find their own rear ends with both hands, even in a lighted room. And I'll tell you something. You know, all these, have you noticed, Steve, the pedophilia people that have been busted as well?
Yeah.
All right. Over the country. 30, 40, 50 at a crack going to jail because of their pedophilia. Actual illegal criminal aliens, let me underscore, criminal aliens being rounded up. Hell, they're even doing it in Canada now. I guess they have some courage since somebody is in the White House now that really wants to do something about the crime problem and the illegals, the disease and the drugs and the everything else that they're bringing in. We don't want it. 55 days into this, I don't think that any other president has done more than Donald Trump has in, I can't wait to see what he does with the other 45 days.
John, I've got a question for Ron, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, I kind of look at this whole thing with Janet Yellen and talking about increasing the interest rate several times in 2017 as to be a huge mistake. You know, I see the globalist agenda of bringing down this economy and economic collapse either two ways. Either get us involved in a war with Russia or China, or even a good Cold War might work, or also, you know, by increasing interest rates on industry when you're continuing to plump money into the Wall Street through quantitative easing and plunge protection. I mean, that's just I don't know how you can possibly think about increasing interest rates when you continue to put billions into quantitative easing and plunge protection.
Well, and that's,
so
see,
my
that,
question to Ron is, yeah. She may say, I want to increase rates, I'm going to do that. He's simply being the chief commander saying, no, he understands the economy and what tailspin it would go into, and that it would bring on economic collapse, and say, no, you're not going to do it now.
No, Janet Yellen and the media is not picking up, and they're not reporting on this. Because Janet Yellen is saying that, well, we did a quarter point here just a few weeks ago, and we're going to do a couple more here in the year. That's not going to help things that much, but she's already come out and said that we're going to need more quantitative easing, maybe up to $1 trillion more quantitative easing. And nobody is reporting on it.
Right.
The American people are sitting around going, I'd like to have a job back. Is Donald Trump going to make good on his promise? He's got to have some tools to work with in the real world. God. Steve, thanks for your call.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, bud. And I've got Anonymous here. Can't have Anonymous. Tell him to think up a name. And we'll get to that caller right after the top of the hour break. Second hour coming up, folks.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.